Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening and wherever you are, I want to congratulate you on taking a step towards bettering yourself and sharpening your tools so that you can be the expert. This is Mortgage Mindset, a Mortgage Matchmaker series, and today we are joined by the one, the only, the name on the door, Sherry Riano. Sherry, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Can't complain.
Good, good. So we are going to be talking today about the CPI report that's coming out this week on the 12th. That is by the U.S. Bureau of Labor. And Sherry, I'm super excited to hear what you have to say on just what the report is. How does it affect us in our daily lives in real estate? You know, what's your predictions for this report? And really just get a feel for it. So I'm going to just hand it over to you. Let's get this thing started.
All right. Wow. It's a lot of pressure, you know what I mean, today. But yeah, the Consumer Price Index. So, you know, what that is the average price of goods over a period of time, such as food, housing, and transportation.
Housing's the big one there for us.
Housing's a huge one.
Yeah.
That's where we are in the world, right?
That's it.
It is also a key indicator of whether we're in inflation. And of course, you know, based off the tapping the brakes on overnight lending, yeah, rates, right?
Yeah.
The Fed said, you know, just tap the brake a little bit. Looks like they feel like that they're getting it somewhat under control. Of course, we're at somewhere around 3% right now. They want to have it basically 2 and under. So we're getting there. So what they have initially done has taken effect. We have seen the inflation numbers come consistently.
It's like 9% over the summer.
Yeah, it was
just
pretty
wild.
High.
It does kind of blow my mind that, like, there needs to be some level of inflation, right? Like,
right,
you know, their goal is not 0%. The goal is 2%. And so, you know, that, you know, you hear the cost of living increase and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And so that's kind of where all these numbers tie into.
But now we're seeing gas come down.
That's it, yes.
I put gas in my car for $2.60. I could do that a gallon. That worked for me.
Yeah.
Of course, the milk is still kind of hefty out there.
The grocery bill is still a little steep, and I think hopefully we're going to see that come down a little bit more. I know that, you know, we just went through the holidays, and so, you know, I read before Christmas that this was supposed to be expected to be the biggest travel holiday since before COVID.
Since before COVID, and it was,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's huge. That's
mm-hmm.
huge.
That means people are out spending money. That means people are traveling, and they're feeling a lot more confident about where the world is, I think, a little more secure. Where, you know, before they were still a little nervous about traveling and being in that condensed little can that we fly in the air.
Yeah.
A little nervous.
Sherry, in your 20 plus years, have you ever seen inflation at 9% like that before?
No.
Have you really?
Mm-mm.
That's secure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever seen a inflation kind of, I feel like, I want to say, like, feels like almost like a bouncy ball where it's just like bouncing up and down. You know, over the last few years, we've seen such a high inflation. We've seen inflation come down. Have you ever seen anything like this at all?
You know, not at the rate that this all occurred. It was like we went from 0 to 9% in a matter of no time.
Yeah.
Though I have to openly admit that some of the, you know, guys that, you know, speak about this, Ryan Hill, Barry B, long time was saying, hey, y'all are letting this inflation number get out of control.
Yeah.
And the Fed was sitting there going, no, we're good if we go up to 6. Well, they let it go up to 9, and all of a sudden they wanted to slam on the brakes.
Yep.
So there were people out there talking about, look, we need to try to back this number down a little bit before it gets too aggressive. But who knows? I mean, I'm not the Fed. I'm just telling you what happened.
Monday morning quarterback. This is exactly how it feels like. So how does the CPI report, how does that affect real estate? You know, how does it affect interest rates, property values, you know, just anything?
Well, I mean, the reality is that when short-term lending goes up, mortgage rates go up because it's part of selling the bond and money's moving money, right? Even
yeah.
though the short-term rates are not a direct effect to mortgage rates, they do have an effect, right?
Yeah.
So that can affect the interest rates. And obviously, we saw rates go up to 8%. So that obviously happened. Where property values are concerned, you know, right now, I don't think much is going to stop the increase of property values just because there's just not enough inventory.
Yeah.
You know, people keep running around talking about, you know, hey, it's 2008. Oh my God, we're going to have a collapse. No, we're not, because we just do not have. We have more people than we have houses for.
Yep.
You know, when you drive by any street corner and see another housing rental apartment going up as fast as it can because they have more people coming into the area than they can hold, it's an indicator that we don't have enough housing.
Not only that, I think also the quality of buyer is so much different than it was in 2008, where, you know, you would have someone financing 102% on an adjustable rate mortgage and really just throwing all the closing costs, everything in there, going in upside down, and then the payment would balloon 2 years
better
later.
Than that. They weren't even qualifying with income documents. Asset document. We were doing NINA loans like it was no tomorrow.
No income, no assets.
And we paid for that dearly. And I think that as we see, have seen with the millennials, and I think with Gen Z, I mean, they lived through that. Yeah. They saw friends get taken out of their homes, friends no longer in school because they didn't live in the area anymore. I think it's affected them. I think that's why they take it very seriously when it comes to buying. They really want to make sure they've gotten all their questions answered, that they're comfortable. They're not comfortable with having a serious debt-to-income ratio when that percentage gets to a certain point they're not comfortable with. I think it's just, it's a whole different person and personalities that buy today.
Millennials have been through a significant amount of world-changing events.
The millennial would rather have a dog than a job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I also read that people are buying fenced-in yards, not for kids anymore, but for their
pets.
Their
dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the mindset concern. Is just totally different because the cost of things, I mean, if you think about it, a dog or a cat, you're not going to have childcare to think about.
Right, which is, you know? What? I mean, it's been a hot minute, unfortunately, guys, since I've had a kid in childcare, but what are we looking at nowadays?
$2,000 a month.
Oh, my gosh. That's a house payment.
It's a house payment. I mean, you know, you have to really, I mean, you're reminded of the memes of, like, you know, this person at the gas pump that's, like, you know, weighing, like, you know, did I eat today? Like, you know, they're thinking about filling up their tank, and, you know, did I eat?
Will I eat tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly. I think also... rent, it, you know, as this report in the CPI report, it's a huge motivator for people to be moving. If the CPI report shows that rents are continuing to go up and go up and go up, there's no sense in someone paying $2,500 for rent if they can afford a home.
True. There are people, though, that would rather pay that rent, even pay more, to have a lifestyle that where you just get out and walk.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, downtown living.
We don't have a lot of that. I mean, Cary does now. I mean, they've really made it friendly and made it available. But
yeah, the new park is nice.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you look at Raleigh, it's really not that way. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about a big city, right? You think about New York City. You think about Miami. You know, you think about these bigger towns. You know, they're really cities, not towns, but they've set it up where you can do all the walking and walk to work and go to a grocery and go to your drugstore and, you know, go out and have brunch. And you never have to get in a car. And unfortunately, I know in our state, we are really dependent on an automobile.
Yep.
There's just very few towns or cities set up to be able to walk from, you know, the start of your morning to the end of your day.
I think certain districts in Raleigh are trying to change that. You know, I mean, they're really trying to push for that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that comes with, you know, clearing of some lots. You know, building where there was one home on... 3/4 of an acre, you're building 4 or 5 townhomes to replace that. And so, you know, that also increases property value of areas. You have to think about the people that are still living there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to think about when, you know, you're doing that to an existing neighborhood. But, you know, I think builders are also at the point of, you know, do it or be left behind.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it's that they don't have an option anymore of not to do it.
Yeah.
We still have a lot to... A lot of inventory to kind of build up to in order to even kind of meet the demand that sits today. So it's a little bit crazy. So you want to talk about predictions for 2024?
I do. I wanted to talk about predictions for 2024, but also I want to know what your thoughts are on the CPI report that's coming out on Friday. Do you think we're going to have a higher or lower? Do you think, you know, with the holidays that we just experienced where so many people were traveling, you know, so many people were getting out of town, do you think we'll see that shown up people shopping more because they're buying gifts for maybe that brother or sister or cousin that they haven't seen in three or four Christmases. Do you think we'll see that?
I think the possibility is there to see some tick up in that.
Yeah.
Just because Americans have been spending so much money.
Yeah.
It's something that's been constantly talked about, you know, that we have more credit card debt than we've ever had before. And that's very interesting. So when you look at it that way, my answer would be yes, it probably might tick up. Let's hope it doesn't really, you know, hit a huge, large increase, but I would say somewhere between 3.2 and 3.3 probably.
Yeah, I think the general mindset of most investors today is like they're going to have, you know, reductions in the prime rate. The Fed's going to drop rates this year multiple times, and so they no longer have to price in that potential for another hike unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, so we've already, I think that's the biggest shift we've seen in interest rates over the last, you know, 60 days, 80 days, is the investors taking away that like insurance policy they were already building into the rates.
Right.
So that's nice. That's nice. Okay.
And then the effect of the holidays, which you've kind of already discussed, we're going to see the increase because we all went and had a lot of fun with a credit card.
That's it. That's it.
Don't tell my husband. I had some credit card excitement.
One thing I do want to point out, just specific to our team, is we had one of the busiest Christmas to New Year weeks we've had in maybe 4 or 5 years, where we had multiple contracts, multiple mortgage applications happening every single day.
We're busy. Mm-hmm.
Every single day. You know, and I think that really is a snapshot of what's happening in the market already, where people are already preparing. If you wait too long, you are going to be priced out of a home. If you're not active in that first quarter, you may not be able to afford it in the second quarter.
I agree. I think that if you want to buy and are looking to buy this year, the first quarter of the year would be the great time, and the fourth quarter would be a great time probably to refinance that rate.
That's
so that you're ahead of everybody else. Because I think if you wait until we actually see this true decline in the second quarter, you are going to be sitting with multiple scenarios.
Yep.
You're going to be sitting with either you're paying way too much for the property, you've got
coming
multiple
out of
offers coming out of pocket because they're going to want you to sign an appraisal waiver saying, I don't care what it appraises for, you're going to pay me, which can cost you more money than that interest rate at 8% could. And we can break that down for you at a later show, but the reality is it would cost you more money.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just a lot of things to think about. So if you're sitting on the sideline and you know you really want to purchase this year, it might be a good time to reach out to an agent. And if you don't have one, please feel free. We work with the top agents in the area and have for years, so we'd be happy to give you a list of referrals.
Incredible partners.
They are.
And now it's time for Market in a Minute. This is where we give you an update on the conditions of the market every single week, no matter the topic of the show. That way you always know what's going on in the market. Last week we saw unemployment numbers come in at 3.7%, holding steady from the month before. 216,000 new jobs were created. Now, what that means is we're expecting a range somewhere between 177,000 and 400,000. So while that wasn't as many as projected, also wasn't lower. We typically don't see a benefit in the market unless the numbers come in lower than the lowest expected number. We also have to consider that in December, you have a lot of temp employees hired. That's going to really inflate those numbers. January is a big month for layoffs, mainly because those temp employees are going back home. So we could see those numbers drastically reduced in January. I think we will, which will help numbers even further in February. Well, if you found this informational, if you found this educational, go ahead and hit that follow button. We do once a week shows. We're really just here to give you tools to have a conversation with your clients. You know, reflect that you are the expert in your field. We want you to be the expert. We're here to help. Hit the follow button. We'll see you next week.
The Mortgage Mindset Podcast is hosted by the Sherry Leona team at Career Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Leona's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesherryleonateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on this show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government, is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD, FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.